Several of us throughout the Mid-South this year had the opportunity to conduct an EUP looking at VIPCOT, and my second co-officer there, Scott Aiken, and I both had trials in southeast Arkansas. And you, in the picture there, you see the trees on the left-hand side of the picture. That tree line is Bio Bartholomew, which runs through a big part of southeast Arkansas and down through into Louisiana. And this has traditionally been a hotbed for heliothione activity and usually turns out some at least moderate to heavy populations of heliothions every year. I'm assuming that everybody's pretty familiar with what VIPCOT is after about four or five talks today, but just to make sure for those of you that walked in the room here just recently, VIPCOT is a new product offering. It's a new protein. VIP3A is a vegetative insecticidal protein, very similar in the fact that it has to be ingested similar to Bogard and attacks the mid-gut cells fairly quickly. We're kind of excited about the VIPCOT trait because we feel like it provides our growers with another choice. Competition's always good. We also feel like it'll help us in the fight with resistance management. These are the methods of the trials that we conducted. We had two locations, as I mentioned, one at Hooker Farms just south of Pine Bluff, Arkansas in Jefferson County, and the other down the bayou in DeShay County on Frank Appleberry's farm. These were about 5-acre plots. The treatments consisted of, as you've seen in some of the previous talks, VIPCOT versus Coker 312, the parent for VIPCOT. The Hooker trial, as you can see the date of planting there, that's much later than we normally plant cotton in Arkansas, obviously. We didn't get the seed till late, and I didn't get mine in the ground till almost the last of May. We made observations starting in July, late July, and we continued scouting on a fairly regular weekly basis there as much as possible through August. Our data we collected from random samples of each plot, 50 terminal squares, blooms, and bowls in the VIPCOT and the buffers around. And then we picked the field in November, almost at Thanksgiving. My crew love picking at Thanksgiving. Down at DeShay County, you can see that because of the dry weather, Scott wasn't able to get his plot in until June the 15th. So it was much later, and as a consequence, he didn't get to start scouting his cotton until the 1st of August. And you can see the subsequent dates of sampling there. He was fortunate enough to have a looper population come in, and he took some looper data, which I'll show you in just a second. This is all these graphs are pretty much the same. You see on the y-axis the average seasonal total damage, which is cumulative, and then across the bottom are the dates. And you can see the VIP is the yellow line, and the dark blue line is the conventional. And you can see increasing damage in the conventional compared to the VIPCOT in this. In my location there at Jefferson County. But you do see, we're seeing a little more damage than what I've seen in some of the previous presentations in the VIP3A. We did have a fairly heavy population of bollworms in that field. It was primarily a bollworm population. It was 95% plus. And this is a look at the average larvae found. Obviously, the conventional, we found a whole lot more larvae compared to the Vipcot 3A. This is in Deschutes County and shows a similar trend, but it appears that a lot less damage in the Vipcot compared to what you saw in the previous slide, but fairly heavy and consistent numbers of bollworms throughout the study. This is looking at loopers. As I mentioned, Scott had the opportunity, a looper population came in, and similar to some of the other trials you've seen today, it's showing excellent activity compared to the conventional cotton. Very good activity on loopers. I took my plots to harvest, and as you can see, we did sustain enough damage in the Coker 312 from the Heliothus population or Heliothion population to get a significant yield difference between the Vipcot 3A and the conventional cotton. As I mentioned, we feel like, you know, this product, this trait is going to bring a new era to the transgenics. I think it's going to give our growers a new opportunity, and it's going to help us on competition. We like the expression that we see throughout the plant. Certainly, our data indicates that we're getting control in all parts, fruiting structures on the plant. I really would like to look at, I would consider the population that we had in 2007 to be a moderate population. A lot of people might disagree with that, but certainly we're accustomed to seeing higher pressure, and I look forward to having the opportunity to evaluate it under some extreme pressure situations. We'd also like to have the opportunity to look at it with fall armyworms. We've seen some of that data here, but I'd like to see it in some natural infestations in the field. Anybody got any questions?
Thanks, Gus.